But we're just going to look at Pentecost now. So, Jesus commanded the disciples to do something in our first reading. Can anyone tell me what that was that he commanded them to do? And notice he didn't ask them, he commanded them to do something. Anyone? Wait. Anywhere specific? Jerusalem. Yeah, well done. He told them, he said, I command you to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, which Jesus had told them about. He said, John baptized them with something. Can anyone tell me what John baptized them with? Water. But he said, you are going to be baptized with who? Anyone? Amen. Remember, this is participation, folks. I won't make you do it all. Now, in the second reading, in Acts 2, 1 to 8, can I ask you, had the disciples done what Jesus commanded them to? Yeah, they had. They had been, they are, Sarah, obedient. Do you want to hold that up for us? They had been obedient to what Jesus had asked them to do. It's so important when Jesus asks us to do something that we follow the Maker's instructions. And the Lord says in Samuel that obedience, to obey, is better than sacrifice. He wants us to obey what he tells us to do. And then in Acts 4 it says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, just like that first time. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Obedience. They'd obeyed. You know, I was thinking, it's hard to wait. In our age, we're all fast food, fast this, go and get your money out of a teller machine, not go to the bank anymore. Everything is, you know, if you want something, you've got to have it like this. It's on the internet. Just do this. It's very hard to wait, but sometimes the Lord tells us we have to wait for something good. And I was thinking, what's a good example of that? Maybe Christmas, you know, and parents have said to the kids, you've got to wait for Christmas morning to open those presents. Now, even as an adult, my son is 28 now, and he still gets excited on Christmas Eve and delights waiting to open those presents. You know, God wants us to be excited for his Holy Spirit and to be willing to follow the Maker's instructions to receive the Holy Spirit. So what did he say? You know, we had a small sort of, I know it was a little bit funny with the tongues of fire flying. I must have spent me 5 hours with my daughter this week cutting them out. We had a little sample, but can you imagine on that first Pentecost Sunday when the place shook? It was like an earthquake. It must have been quite fearfully. Our mighty rushing wind was good, but it wasn't that good. It didn't make the place shake. And then tongues that appeared like fire fell on people, on the disciples. And what was amazing, all the people that were in Jerusalem, and of course it's interesting to know, this was the time of Shavuot in the Hebrew calendar. So many had come up to Jerusalem for this festival, and they heard this noise, and they thought, what on earth is that? And they had to go and find out for themselves. So they went, and they heard this fisherman, Peter, a Galilean, not very well educated. By our standards, you know, it'd be like someone who was maybe working it, and I'm not putting anyone down here, so please don't take offence, but someone who maybe had not been well educated, had maybe been sitting at a machine doing his job. Well, he was a fisherman. So he wouldn't have been, you know, we don't even know whether he was literate. Well, we presume he did because he wrote a letter. He stood up and gave the most amazing theological sermon that anyone could have given on that Pentecost Sunday. And at the end of it, they said they were cut to the heart. Everyone who heard was affected by that sermon. Now, this is the good part. Because, you see, I believe that all of us can receive that same experience that they had on that first Pentecost Sunday. But then they said to Peter, what must we do to receive this gift that you've obviously just received? And he gave them some advice. And the first one, I'm going to ask Celia to hold that up, if you will, was repent. Now, my brother here last week, Kevin, gave a really good sermon, and he included this in. I can't add to anything that's. But if you weren't there, It's a religious word, but it just means a change of your mind. When you come to the Lord, you have to make decisions. You have to make choices to live your life a different way, how Jesus would want us to live them. And he gave us lots of instructions. And the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit, he brings that conviction upon us so we know what it is we have to say sorry for. So that was the first thing that Peter said they had to do. Then the second thing, now Margaret, if you can hold that, was be baptized. Now I hope I'm on safe ground because we're in a Baptist church. But you know, I often have this discussion, hopefully not arguments with people. It is a requirement, a believer's requirement to be baptized. If you've not been baptized after you've believed on Jesus dying for your sins, well, we're not fulfilling the Maker's instructions. In Matthew, he said, believe and be baptized in the name of Jesus. We need to have that adult baptism, folks. The Greek word is baptismo, and it means fully immersed. Not just a sprinkling, but fully immersed. And I just say to you, you know, if you've never had that done, it's amazing. And I personally believe it's a real stepping stone for more of what God wants in your life. So I want to encourage you this morning, if you've not been baptized, see Nathan after, and let's have a massive baptism. Just recently, William and I, we meet with some brothers in Pakistan. They baptized 15 people that had come to Christ recently in a dirty river, let me tell you. They don't have a wonderful baptismal pool like ours, but they decided they were going to be baptized because they'd just become believers, and they went through the waters of baptism. So that's the next thing. So if you're being disobedient to this, maybe the Lord just needs to remind you, Christmas Eve, if you want Christmas morning, or in this case, Pentecost, you've got to be baptized. That's what the Maker said. And then the next thing. Who am I? Oh, we are Claire. Or Kevin, you're taller. Ask and receive. In Luke 11, 13, Jesus said, if your earthly father likes to give you good things, how much more does your heavenly father want to give you his Holy Spirit if you ask for him? Have you ever asked God for that? Do you stop at Jesus? Or do you ask him? I have to tell you, every morning I ask, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I couldn't live my life without God's Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you today, you need God's Holy Spirit. It's so hard anyhow, living for Christ in this world we live in. We need his Holy Spirit. But we have to ask him. And then we need to receive from him. We need to have faith to believe he wants to give you his Holy Spirit this morning. And then the last one, people might say, well, no, it stopped at Pentecost, Susan. This isn't for today. Well, let's just read the end of that scripture, then what it said that was read to us this morning. Then Peter said to them, repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now listen, for the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as our Lord our God will call. So can I ask you this morning, does that sound like it stopped? Or do you believe that's a promise for today? See, I believe that's a promise for today. Promise, yeah. Teresa. That's the promise that Peter told us the Father had given to us. That it's not just for one or two people. It's for everyone. If God has called you into his kingdom, he wants to give you the Holy Spirit to live your life the way he would like you to live it. Now, it's only a short message. We always have a short message during the children's service. But I want to challenge you this morning. Number one, have you repented? And you know, again, it's not a one-off at salvation. If you're like me, I have plenty to say sorry for every day that I get wrong. But you know what's wonderful? In 1 John, it tells us he's faithful and he will forgive us. He forgives us every time we come to him. And not just that, he forgets. He's got a terrible memory when he's forgiven you. Isn't that wonderful? then we've got to be baptized. If you've not been baptized, I want to challenge you this morning. See, Nathan, get baptized. And then ask the Father to give you his Holy Spirit. And believe that the promise is for you this morning. Now, one final little bit. In Greek, and I'm not a Greek scholar at all, but it says being filled. It's not a one-off at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The disciples throughout Acts were being filled. Every morning, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live for you and glorify Jesus in my life. Because that's what it's about. It's not about all me. It's about always glorifying Jesus. And we need his Holy Spirit. So I'm challenging you this morning. We're going to finish by... You know, I'm never orthodox, so you'll have to forgive me. But I want to ask you this morning, if you want to stand with me this morning and ask our Father to fill us with his Holy Spirit this morning, I want to ask you to stand, and I'm just going to say a very simple prayer, because I believe he's for everyone. The promise is for everyone who asks. So by asking, I'm believing you're going to stand. So if you don't feel you want to, that's fine. But I'd just like to ask you, if you want that fresh outpouring of God's Holy Spirit this morning, then will you stand, and I'd like to pray for you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Oh, Father God, I just praise you because this promise is for us today, just as it was at that first Pentecost Sunday. And so, Father, I ask, according to Luke, Lord, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon us this morning. Fill us to overflowing, Lord. Fill us with that joy that only you can give us. Fill us with that love that only you can give us. Fill us with that peace. Oh, Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.